You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has announced it is investing $5 million into Māori-owned businesses as part of initiatives to support economic growth and create jobs. It follows a mixed bag of funding and cuts to Māori organisations in Budget 2026. For Politics with Marnie Dunlop from Te Ao Māori News, I have Marnie on the line to discuss these recent announcements. Marnie, could you start by outlining the government's new $5 million investment into Māori-owned businesses?
So you say at Field Days, Tama Pōtaka announced the $5.3 million into the Māori Development Fund. And so the aim of that is to invest into helping grow Māori-owned businesses and create jobs and strengthen regional economies. And obviously being at Field Days, supporting horticulture and agriculture developments. And a lot of that, actually part of that announcement is around renewable energy as well, and into a lot of the solar power kind of investments that we are seeing up and down the country. But I mean, like, if you look at the $5.3 million, it does seem like a bit of a drop in the bucket in the scheme of things, which is similar to the budget and multi-focus funding as well.
And I'm curious, what has been the reaction of Māori business leaders to this announcement?
Yeah, I mean, Māori businesses are going to welcome any help or any investment into the mahi that they're doing. But also remember the Māori economy and the Māori dollar, essentially, especially globally, has been doing really well and feeds millions, if not billions, into the wider economy and into the GDP. So, I mean, this will be a good top-up for a lot of the businesses in terms of just kind of getting the reach out there a bit more, and also adding to what Tama Pōtaka, Minister of Māori Development, is having to kind of fight for and scrap for in terms of any Māori-targeted funding under this coalition government.
And I do want to ask about Budget 2026 as well, because there were a few funding announcements for Māori organisations. Can you go through what was in the budget for Māori?
Yeah, for sure. So, obviously a little bit biased. there was a big drop for Māori media funding. So that was a $48 million funding increase over 4 years for Māori broadcasting. So that's focusing on te reo Māori content and digital transformation. And so obviously that move away from linear. Te Ao Māori News is similar. We don't have linear news on. We're all digital, because that's, as you know, and a lot of us know, especially for Māori, that's where our audience is. So this was the kind of the big announcement and the largest new Māori-specific initiative in the budget. But then if you look at it in context, Te Māngai Pāho will retain its baseline funding. So that funding comes from Puni Kōkiri. And then a lot of what they had topped up will be going into that fund. So it's kind of really a reallocation of that money. The other kind of funding drop in the budget for Māori-specific funding was $10 million over 5 years for Te Māori 2, which is the new national strategy to support the international profile and return of Tonga Māori. So a cool little kaupapa there. And there's some funding for kaupapa Māori school property growth. But again, in amongst the, over $2 billion budget funding into education, I think it was $21 million for Kura Kaupapa. So again, I think almost 1% of that wider funding. Another kind of little takeaway is capital funding toward a new court complex in Rotorua, which is a Māori land court. But you would have also seen, and I know BFM's been covering it quite closely, the climate policy funding. And so as part of the budget, it ended the wider almost $30 million Māori climate platform, which has been whittling down, and which has whittled down even more so now. But it was kind of interesting. They made the announcement, well, it wasn't in the budget, but then a couple of days later, Simon Watts made the announcement saying that they'd fund like two Māori climate policies that were kind of smaller projects. So overall, I mean, last year there wasn't much more to cut in this year's budget, because Māori housing was, and Māori health especially, there was nothing really targeted, and it's going back to the government's approach into kind of that universal approach of putting funding into the, so that it's not race targeted or Māori or Pacific targeted, which obviously a lot of Māori leaders, iwi leaders are criticising heavily. When I spoke to you before the budget, I was saying that a lot of our leaders were saying that we should be prepared to be disappointed. And despite those little kind of drops, or what they call lolly scrambles, there wasn't much else significant for Māori within this budget.
You've touched on this a bit already, but a lot of the headlines coming out about the budget have been on where the cuts and savings are. How will these impact Māori and Māori organisations?
Yeah, so obviously with in terms of public sector, we saw pre-budget that Nicola Willis was planning on, you know, getting rid of almost 9,000 public sector jobs. And so what we've seen since then, and what we've seen kind of over the broader public sector cuts, that the first on the chopping block have been Māori teams, treaty-focused teams as well. And I remember asking, when that announcement was made, I asked the minister around, should Māori be worried? And they didn't really push back on that, to be honest, and they were very clear that it's just part of, they have to cut all of these jobs in order to kind of make to make room and to make money for things that they can spend the budget on. But I mean, also I guess in light and in more context around the treaty review clause, we saw that at the Waitangi Tribunal last week, and so rather in terms of taking it away from budget or kind of focus into Māori targeted initiatives, what we're also seeing is this kind of the broader agenda around of the erosion of treaty obligations within our legislation and the government. And what the tribunal showed us was that the government had completely ignored advice from their officials and from the ministry, and telling them that no one knew what the impact of this was going to be, and it's likely going to have a very big negative impact on treaty rights and Māori rights within Aotearoa if this clause review does go through.
Now that we're a few weeks out from the budget announcement, what has the response and reactions from the community been? And also within Parliament, what have opposition MPs been saying about the budget?
Yeah, I mean, opposition, especially Greens and Te Pāti Māori, were really clear that the lolly scrambles, as I've mentioned, is the term that gets bandied around quite often, that this is just, again, another example of this government not wanting to focus on Māori-specific targeted initiatives and things that really go to the core of the inequities and the disproportionality that Māori do face in terms of a lot of our social outcomes. And so I think one of the headlines for the Greens was that this budget completely fails Māori, and that was the trend. But then, you know, the question obviously is what would you do? What would the other parties do as an alternative around how could they serve Māori if they were in power, if they were to be voted in at the next election? And I guess more broadly, because a lot of them will be putting together a lot of their policies based on now knowing what the budget looks like and going into an election year, that they'll be bringing back a lot of what Labor had done, you know, in terms of the Māori Health Authority and a lot of the other Māori-focused funding around education especially, and within other and jobs, training schemes and those sorts of things. So, yeah, I mean, still in terms of what those policies look like from the opposition, of what they could counter it with, we're yet to be seen, which I hate using that term in news or on radio. But, yeah, we'll see it in the coming weeks. And obviously this week with Labor's announcement of $20 of free public transport and $10 outside of those centres, are just some of the things that we'll start to see.
And I just want to finish by asking, for our younger listeners, what does the budget mean for Rangatahi Māori in particular?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. And I mean, you know, we saw that we've obviously fifth fees free, that's been scrapped, but one of the announcements within the budget was that they were going to start funding trades training scheme, which was going to cater to a lot of regional and rural communities, which in turn would serve a lot of our rangatahi Māori as well. So that's kind of of Kura Kaupapa as well, like that funding I just mentioned about education. But in terms of wider, there was nothing really hugely focused. And the last budget was also, there wasn't anything majorly targeting our rangatahi, especially in the face of, at the moment, especially in the face of massive youth unemployment and what we're seeing, some of your record highs of youth unemployment, especially among rangatahi Māori. So I guess on that note, just making sure everyone's getting enrolled to vote and knowing and understanding the policies in which would serve them and serve their communities and serve their whānau.
Kia ora, thank you so much for your time today, Māni. I really appreciate it. That was Māni Dunlop from Te Ao Māori News on a new investment from the government in Māori businesses and funding for Māori organisations in Budget 2026.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.